621-1320 WILS. Today, the Department of Homeland Security releasing a set of documents that translates President Trump's executive orders on immigration, and it really sets a whole new approach to dealing with illegal immigrants. Ian Smith with us, investigative associate at the Immigration Reform Law Institute. Ian, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks, Mike. I hope you're well.
I am. Hey, tell me, first of all, just what's changed in Donald Trump's approach versus what President Obama was doing?
Well, your opening was, I have to take a little issue with, it's not revolutionary at all, I must say. What he's doing basically is going back to the pre-Obama days. He's just said, dear DHS personnel, enforce the laws that are on the books. So a lot of this stuff, it's kind of sad. He's basically just affirming a lot of the provisions already in our immigration laws.
Now, one of the things is to revive a program where ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, is going to work to recruit local police officers and sheriff's deputies to help with deportation. Now, how's that going to affect us here in Lansing in Ingham County?
I don't know what your part of Michigan is like, you know, whether or not you're a sanctuary jurisdiction.
That's being discussed right now here in Lansing.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, it's hard to keep track, you know, there's so many. But you know, those places would be affected first and foremost. That particular announcement in his EO from yesterday involves two programs. One's called the Secure Communities Program, and the other one is called the 287G program, and that's the actual provision in the INA.
Local officers are going to be encouraged to ask about citizenship status and even take people into custody if they're illegal. Is that it?
They're allowed to do they will be allowed to do what our immigration agents already do, and that's investigate and detain aliens for the purposes of enforcing our immigration laws.
How does that work, though, if we become, a sanctuary city here in Lansing, which is a potential, how would that vibe with that approach?
Yeah, well, that would be a big problem because that would conflict with what's been announced and what's already in the law. And the president said a few weeks ago, you know, cities and jurisdictions that refuse to cooperate, well, they might just lose a lot of federal grant money. So that could be very, very big. A lot of cities, federal grants are about 10% of, their annual expenditure. So that's drastic.
Well, Ian Smith with us, the Immigration Reform Law Institute here on WILS. On the other side, folks say there were 11 million people here illegally. Most of them, the vast majority, are here to work. They say they help our economy. They contribute. How does it benefit us to target them aggressively and try to boot them all out?
I've got an op-ed partly about that topic coming out hopefully tomorrow on the Hill. We have a huge amount of not only unemployment in this country but underemployment, and we have this this tap that's open for employers who are not as patriotic as they should be. Mm-hmm. It lets all of our own people, our own citizens, our own permanent legal residents to get crowded out of the market.
Is it fair to say these are not the jobs that are most wanted in the country right now?
Oh, I'll be writing about that myth, as I call it, tomorrow as well. No, that's something that's totally perpetuated by people like the Chamber of Commerce and all these different lobbyists. Mm-hmm. They're just unwilling to pay the market rate. They want costs as low as possible, and that's understandable. I just want a level playing field, and I want these people to hire citizens like they're supposed to, every other country does, besides this country.
The big loser is going to be some of these employers that are getting a deal with the illegal immigrants, is that it?
Yeah, the guys that, hire unskilled people, this will be people like in the construction industry, big agribusiness, all sorts of types, mm-hmm. restaurateurs, hotels. These types of people who just keep bringing in millions and millions of unskilled people every year.
Do you think on the whole the illegal immigrants that are here, do you think they're contributing more than they're harming the country?
No. I mean, if you look at, their education profile, it's they're at about graduation level, about 9th or 10th grade. And if you look at our own citizens who have, you know, that kind of level of education, they're definitely net tax drawers. They don't pay into the system on a net basis. They take from the system. So these people are certainly a drain. And again, you know, they're crowding out our own people. You know, it's really hard going forward, I think, to be able to create a good, you know, livelihood for your family. You have all these problems with automation and all this other stuff happening.
That's on its way.
Very scary. Yeah.
How costly is it going to be to deport millions of people, though?
Well, you know, I think we need actually a very small deportation force. The only thing we really need to do is to cut off the jobs magnet, as I call it. You do things like mandatory federal E-Verify, and there's a few other little things you can do as well at the IRS level.
Now, why has that not been proposed by Donald Trump?
Oh, it's been talked about and proposed since the early 90s, but, you know, the business lobby in this country is just so wedded to floods and floods of cheap labor that they keep smacking it down. I think now, though, something could happen. You know, nothing about E-Verify was mentioned in these memos, but I think something could happen for sure in the next few weeks.
Let me ask you, too, about expedited removals. Under the Obama administration, that meant you could be removed immediately within 100 miles of the border, and if you were in the country no more than 14 days. Now it's going to be if you're in the country for up to 2 years, and if you're located anywhere in the nation, you're just, what, thrown out immediately? Is that what it is?
I haven't. I did see some mention of that in the memos. I've been really busy today, but I haven't been able to go through that.
Now, how does that work? Expedited removals, is it just immediate? I mean, would they take you out in a day or two? Is that how it works?
It's usually a couple of weeks. There's all sorts of variations on expedited removal, but it goes back, definitely pre-Obama. It goes back to 1996 under Clinton, and then it's been slowly expanded over the last few decades. And basically, the Supreme Court's confirmed this. We treat people who are arriving at the border a little bit differently than people who are within the country. The former aren't given the same due process rights as the latter. So people on the threshold of entry, as they say, we say are not allowed the same due process rights in terms of hearings and so forth that people caught in the interior are.
Ian, what do you say about the families that we're going to hear about? This family is being torn apart. We've already seen this happening. How do you react to that?
Well, you know, someone that comes here and then has a child, an anchor baby, is already, you know, potentially tearing their families apart. And that's behavior that should not be condoned, let alone awarded. And I think a lot of this family talk is just a lot of, you know, cynical talking points by open borders people, which is quite sad, I think.
And how do you see the public reacting as we see these more and more of these news stories being highlighted?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they use these talking points because it's effective, because they know that the American public are very moral people and very sentimental people, and you know, they're just exploiting that that attribute of Americans, and it's you know, it's just more and more cynical politics.
It's Ian Smith with the Immigration Reform Law Institute. Find him at IRLI.org. Ian, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
All the best.
When we come back, the euro, according to Alan Greenspan, is about to completely obliterate itself. How could that end up affecting us in the U.S.? And are we prepared for this potential reality? That is next on WILS.